Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Farrell, good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Bit of sad news this morning.
I think Teddy
McCarthy. Although Teddy McCarthy was a fantastic GAA player, a GAA legend, I think this is he was a sports icon in this country, so it transcends the codes really for me. I think the suddenness of all this, you know, he's 57, was due to turn 58 next year, and an absolute icon. And anyone of a certain generation like myself, and you grew up and you played hurling and football, you know, you looked up to this guy because he's best remembered as being the only player to have won a hurling and football medal All-Ireland in the same year. But he wasn't just a player, because he was a key member of both those teams. Like, and I put a couple of pictures up on Twitter last night. He was such an athletic player. Brendan was just telling me he was almost like a salmon leaping out of the river up to catch these high balls. Like, and
lovely image.
Yeah, and a great guy as well. Like, so much fun. You know, a bit of a character underneath it all.
I'm proud now to be able to say, an honour to say, I was at that 1990 football final.
There you go. Wow. History in the making.
Yeah.
I'm going to go into the games themselves in a bit more detail later on, but I do want to, unfortunately, the dual player thing, it's a thing of the past now, isn't it? So, and Teddy was very vocal about this over the years, and I want to just play a little clip for you. There's just too many games now, and the structures, you know, you couldn't exist as a dual player, but he was quite vocal about this, and he had this to say on his Lake Regale programme on TG Cahir.
You know, the dual player is gone. It's a dying breed. It's probably gone. They're certainly gone at inter-county level. And because you can see managers now are making decisions that you either play one or the other and just taking out of the actual player's hands now, you know. It's a true pity, really, that the GAA haven't looked at that. And because certainly there's a lot of very, very, very good dual players still out there today and would have loved to have the chance to do it.
He's got a great point there. A lot more on the late, great Teddy Mac later in the programme. The other story I wanted to focus on this morning is on an old chestnut we have on this programme. It's about integration of the three codes in Gaelic games. It's something we've spoke about so many times over the years on this. In February 2022, we had this groundbreaking decision. It was taken by the GAA, the Camogie Association and Ladies Football, and it was to prioritise integration. Now, in theory, many feel this should be a very straightforward process, but in reality, it's anything but, as we know. So three people thought this was a brilliant opportunity to bring some value to the process. PhD student Conor Myler. Conor's also a footballer with Tyrone, along with Dr. Aoife Lane from the SHE Research Group and Dr. Katie Listner from University of Ulster. They've developed a policy brief, and it sets out five key recommendations on how this process might work for Gaelic games on the island of Ireland. That document will be published this morning. We're going to hear from Conor Myler later in the programme, but right now, here's Dr. Aoife Lane.
It might seem it's a simple process that we just become one association for Gaelic games, but I think what we've uncovered is it's a little bit more complex than that. Someone might read this and go, God, there's an awful lot of change here, and they might get deterred by that and maybe afraid of it. And the goal is one association built on the principle of equality. The important things will stay the same. Like, we'll still be playing our games. The clubs will still be the focal point of everything in the organisation. We'll still need coaches. We'll still need referees. We'll still have these unbelievable inter-county games. And we really just need to keep that in mind. Our next step is to really look at the people at the grassroots and in our counties and listen to them, hear from them. Warts and all, what are the fears around integration? What are the opportunities around integration? I think clubs are absolute game changers here. If this comes from bottom up, it's so natural and instinctive in a club setting. It's so family based. We really kind of want to nurture that from the bottom up and then deal with the challenges that I think are more significant as you do go up the layers at counties, at provinces and nationally.
Yeah, more on that later. We'll finish with the news, the big golf news. I think we're still getting to grips with this merger between the DP World Tour, formerly the European Tour, the PGA Tour, and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Organisation. What we can't understand, and why I'm scratching my head anyway, is it comes after months of legal battles. And what about the bitter war of words that's been going on for the last 12 months or so? Anyway, the civil war is over, but I think the fun and games just about to begin.